from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
There are four, no, there are five, by the way, large, unmarked, and unopened plastic bags of tortilla chips in the station kitchen area. Their origin and time of arrival is unknown.
Sports Talk Saturday.
If you've never smoked and you've only tried one maybe spoiled bag of tortilla chips, you might only pay $20 a month for health insurance.
On WGR.
Be like Lou. He's on bag number two.
Sports Radio 550.
You know what? I'm glad that Evan picked that one, because in the last segment I did some hating on a member of the Tennessee Titans. And that was a day that I spent an entire hour hating on the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
I like did a 26-page paper, or 26-point paper, not page. That would have been unhinged.
Say, it sounds like one of my seminars there.
That's unhinged behavior. If I had 26 pages of hating on a football team, that would be unhinged behavior. I would have a problem.
Pulitzer Prize coming your way if you are that dedicated for 26 pages.
To hate on one
football
team.
Just to hate on one team.
That isn't even a division rival.
Yeah, you have that much on one team that's not even in your division. To
26
just
points was already enough.
Yeah.
Before we move on to a little bit more of a serious topic here, Joe, you did watch.
Oh.
The
my eyes are smoking right now.
You watched the breakdancing from Ray Gun?
Yeah.
It was bad, wasn't it?
Understatement of the year, I think, is bad. Horrific might be where I end up.
Me at a wedding is dancing better than that? Yes.
See, at first, she's skipping around with the hand out, waving to the crowd. You're like, okay, she's on her head.
Play to it.
She's doing. Now she's just crawling around on the floor and spinning. I don't know what happened.
But flopping around like I picked a Magikarp in Pokemon Stadium.
I mean, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Yes, 100%. I think, you know, she's doing the sprinkler, like...
That might have been better.
This was like my 7th grade PE class where we learned line dancing and the wobble. Like that, I think I could have outdone that. If my Achilles was intact, I'm there.
There you go.
Apparently that's the best Australia's got, though.
Yes, because the coach spoke out.
And she's appalled at what happened on social media after her dance.
I'm sorry, but when you become a meme, that's what happens. You move like that, you're going to get ripped.
Listen, if she's the best Australia's got,
then my
don't enter breakdancing anymore.
Ready? If that's the best that they got for that country, then I do not take back my words of swagless country.
Well, there was an Australian breakdancer who said he was a breakdancer before her time, and the fact that even happened is just an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, at least everyone's on the same page, minus the coach.
Yes. I mean, the coach is always going to say something about it, because the coach also is her husband.
I mean, the breakdancer has a PhD in cultural movement.
As I say, not as I do.
And she convinced Australia to pay for her in the Olympics.
Ready? If you have a doctorate, do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to movement. Because you're studying it.
Yeah.
Like,
you could teach it, but don't ever use yourself as an example.
Yeah. I talk about football and hockey around here. Do you think that I'm using any of my examples of me playing those sports as a thing to do?
Probably not, no. I mean, to go participate in the Olympics and pull 0 points for your event, not good.
Exactly. All right. So, now coming back. And I'd seen something, of course, from the Buffalo Sabres this morning. And it's just a tweet. No one could do it like RJ.
hashtag remembering RJ, and there's a nice little video of remembering Rick Jenneret.
Mm-hmm.
And a year ago, he passed away.
Surprising news a year ago, honestly. And to find out that he was dealing with what he was that entirety of the season before and still doing his job, pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And so
it's a guy who we all know and love.
Even if you're not a big Sabres fan,
you know who Rick Jenneret is. Mm-hmm. You know who he is, and you know how revered he is in the community, in the city, and even in all of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is a legend that people would say, no, that guy was an amazing broadcaster, even if he wasn't in your market.
Mm-hmm. One of the nicest souls out there, too.
One of the nicest souls out there, and quite honestly, over a majority of this drought that's happened, one of the few reasons that you still pay attention.
Yeah, especially when they put him on the TV call. It gave you a reason to watch.
It gave you a reason to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we would obviously be here to carry those calls as well, because
as a kid, that was the one constant for me.
But like, even so, ready, even on a behind the scenes thing here, we are one of three NHL broadcasts that carries the TV feed.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we did that is because what are you going to do? Have someone else not named Rick Jenneret making that call?
Exactly.
And we did that for, like, the city did it for a while. John Gertler was really good at it as well. But RJ became so iconic that it's just simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And this station would just carry that feed.
Yeah.
Because it's RJ. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're just simulcasting the feed at that point.
You can't not have... You could not have him on it.
There's other reasons, probably monetarily, that you could go with here. But the main crux of this is there's no way that a Sabres fan doesn't want to hear Rick Jenneret on a hockey call while he's there and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost creates a blueprint. A couple other teams, it's Dallas and Carolina, by the way, use the same play-by-play team as the TV counterparts.
Keeps it all as one operation.
Exactly. And I know that in my heart of hearts, that's the reason that they did this. Like, I don't have confirmed proof of that, but like, there's no way around it. As a Sabres fan, hearing that voice, you know immediately, if something cool happens, it's going to sound cool. And there's homerism in all broadcasts. We all know this. There is obviously going to be far more excitement for when something happens that your team does versus what the others do. But even then, Rick Jenneret still had a way of, if something was cool, it would inflect in his voice, even if it happened to the Sabres.
Right.
Or something surprising, like, you know, just go hard. It's like,
you felt the excitement with him, the way he laid everything out.
You felt the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And
he painted a picture like you were there if you weren't watching on TV.
And one of those moments that I will never forget was the Brian Campbell hit on RJ Umberger. I was not watching that game. I was unable to. But I had the radio on, and there it is. Oh, what a hit by Campbell. And just the insanity of what I'm hearing. You can picture exactly how RJ Umberger crumples like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
And now the Flyers will pick it up and bring it back.
Absolute insanity.
So
what
electric.
What I'm hearing. And it's my first year of college, and I'm hearing this insanity going on. Just absolute. No, that was my senior year of high school, actually. Just hearing this insanity going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them,
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Playing to it, the emotion of that hit, playing to the emotion of the crowd roaring immediately. There's no one else like him. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, a voice like that gets people into hockey. A sport that for years now has had a problem with its marketing tactics.
Yes.
To the point where any way to get people into it is welcome. And for years now, we've had a drought and a playoffless team and
lackluster just in
faces
general.
In, faces yeah. out. And I think one of the biggest shames of the Buffalo Sabres in that is it might have even been a crime against hockey that Rick Jenneret had to call 2 years of some of the worst hockey teams of all time.
Yeah. Imagine if, I mean.
Unforgivable by Tim Murray.
Yeah.
And this comes from someone sitting in a chair where we were advocates for this. But it is still a crime against hockey that Rick Jenneret had to call 82 games a year of that.
Mm-hmm. It was atrocious.
Garbage. And, like, strategically, yeah, we get why. I'm not going to get into that stuff. It was just a shame that we wasted 2 years of Rick Jenneret's illustrious career on a team that couldn't find its butt from its elbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't know.
Yeah. And, again, it stinks. You know, of course, you hear about that passing and, like, the emotion of RJ Knight and of RJ's last call, and how the Sabres that year took those high time events and they won those games. And it was really neat. Like, anytime, like, those occasions were coming up with him, not just with him, but like the outdoor game against Toronto, like that year, they kind of like showed up and were like, hey, we're going to win all these big event games. RJ Knight got it. We've got the last call of Rick Jenneret. Okay, Casey Mittelstadt in overtime, of course.
Yeah, he sends it out like it
sends
was
it
meant
out
to be.
As he was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of those things where it's badass that we got to be spoiled with that man calling hockey games. And him and the duo of Jim Lorenz was what I grew up on, and it's got to be one of the best duos of broadcasting that you're ever going to see. Because Jim was able to, like, break things down for you and really try to describe everything that's going on strategically.
Right.
He was really good at breaking it all down. Very underrated broadcaster that I wish was in the booth with him for longer. But, again,
it's crazy. A year has passed.
It's crazy that a year has passed since we talked about that. And there's no way I was gonna pass up an opportunity to give proper dues to a legend, because that's what you do. The guy is Sabres hockey.
Yeah, there's no other way to put it.
That's the defining trait. And when you end up being Sabres hockey, that's a big deal. All right, we'll switch gears back again. But
yeah, I had to make mention of that.
Of, you know, 1 year since the passing of Rick Jenneret.
We would fail as a Buffalo sports station if that didn't come up.
This show would, you know what, fire me if I didn't do this today.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Especially the one shining light of Sabres hockey for this entire drought, pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
And of all, I mean, most of it's.
And still managing to have some iconic calls within some of the worst stretches of hockey of all time.
Yep.
So, you know, big ups to a legend in the game of hockey with Rick Jenneret, and again, the year since he passed. So, all right, we'll switch things up again, come back to it, and
talk some more Bills. We'll talk around the NFL about the rookie class of quarterbacks as well.
Mm-hmm. And one that's already, his season's over, unfortunately.
One season's over, and there's one probably riding the bench. So there are four names to look out for around the league there as well. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.